Oh, hey Rumi. You back from your little work meeting? Yeah? How'd it go? Aw, well done. I'm proud of you. Not surprised you'd knock him dead. You're quick as a whip, you. You're welcome. Yeah, I guess I am up early. Well, early by my standards. What time is it? Like 6 p.m. or something like that? Oh, you know me. Early bat catches the worm and all that. No. No, I'm not even gonna try and lie to you. You're right. I am absolutely not an early bat. Good question. Last time I slept, maybe a few nights ago? Hey, calm down now. Vampire sleep schedules are different from human ones anyway, so it's totally normal. Ugh, there I go, lying again. Okay, fine. Maybe I should be sleeping more. I'm fine, I just. No, I'm not. I'm just a bit bothered by something, I guess. I've just got a lot on my chest, but don't worry about it. I always find a way through, so, you know. Rumi, I don't expect to put all my stresses on you. Honestly, you've got a lot going on with work. You don't need to hear someone's nonsense. I know we're roommates, but I'm not a good one. I mean, how long have we lived together now, and in all that time, I've barely even talked to you. I hope you didn't think I was just an asshole when we met. I mean, I get how it looks. Vampires can be so detached from humans sometimes. It's hard to explain. Some of us just do it because they fancy themselves above the herd or some nonsense like that. They liken themselves to shepherds or butchers. Shepherds aren't friends to cattle. Ugh, it disgusts me. I've honestly never believed that. Why would you even want to? That can't make you feel happy. It's not a positive mindset. Why would you? I've never thought that way. That's kind of you to say, Rumi. I'm glad you never assumed the worst about me or anything like that. Go on, I'll bite. What's this idea of yours then? A hug? Yeah, I can do that. I've always loved a good hug. Oh, it's been a while. It's been a long time since I felt this sensation. This is nice. You're very warm, Rumi. I mean it, you know. I can feel the heat from your body. In a literal sense. I hope you don't take that in a creepy or just disturbing way, but I can feel it. The warmth of your blood, it's like the electricity in your veins. It makes you feel cozy. It's like hugging a bipedal electric blanket or a warm pillow on a cold night. At least, I imagine that's how it must feel. Do these metaphors even make sense? I don't know. I watch a lot of human TV, so. Still, I think you get the idea. Such a toasty human. It's like when a cold-blooded reptile wants to, cuddle a warm person and rest on them. You warm my cold blood. This is the reason why I like my showers so warm, too. My body doesn't naturally heat itself up like yours does. I'm sure there's a word for that. Are you sure this isn't creepy? I'm not trying to disturb you, I promise. Well, as long as you don't mind. Yeah, I am feeling a bit better, I guess. Cuddles? You mean it? Yeah, okay, we can do that. Do you want to put TV on and snuggle together? I know there's a lot of shows you've been watching, and I'm not very media literate, so why don't you put something cool on and introduce me to it? We can bond over it. That's what people do. I'll get the nice blankets, too. Okay. Yeah, I'd love to. Oh, it's been a long time since I've cuddled someone like this. I'm game. Here. Do you have enough of the blanket, Rumi? You can feel that? Good. Good, I hope so. You look pretty cozy there. When I met you, I can't say I expected us to be doing this. But I'm glad we are. Oh, I think this is exactly what I needed. Oh, you too, huh? Well, I'm glad I can calm you down after work. Yeah, I guess. It's just... sometimes I feel... like... so detached from humanity. Like I'm an alien species. Looking in through glass at you normal people. You people who... age and, well, you live and you eat and you drink, and I'm different. It's not the detachment like the way I was speaking about. It's not that. It's just, it's hard to explain. When you've been around as long as I have, before the invention of electricity, before the discovery of the new world, it's just... everything around you changes. Entire countries rise and fall. Cultures adapt and shift. The big movie stars die off and younger ones take their place. You get to a point where even old humans feel young. You remember how the world was before even the oldest human can possibly remember. You realize everything is temporary. Every grain of sand, every building, every trend, every... everything. And yet, you're still there. Looking no older than you did a century ago. It gets to a point where you don't acknowledge individual humans around you. A human lifespan feels like a blink of an eye. Why get attached? How could you understand the human experience? The desire to reproduce, the desire to continue civilization, the altruism, the any of it. The any of it. All you feel is the fact that you're cursed to wander the ends of the earth for eternity. It makes me so mad when I see some humans call me lucky or say they wish they had what I had or ask them to make them like me. They don't understand how precious life is. and how hollow my existence can be. I'm sorry, That was a lot to dump on you. That was some seriously heavy shit. I'm sorry. I hope you don't find it, you know, too depressing or something. We should just be cuddling. Ever the optimist, huh? But you understand what I'm trying to say. Really? That's an interesting perspective. Keep talking. Yeah. Okay. I never really thought of it that way. I've been looking at the end far too much. This ends, that ends, oh, that's temporary, that won't last forever, but you're right. I need to just learn to enjoy the present. I need to learn to love what I hold in my hand. But even that has to end one day, right? You're right. I ought to be happy I got to experience it in the first place. And that doesn't mean I can't ever be happy again. There's more to life, more to experience, more to enjoy. There's always something new. The next best thing to live in the moment with. To let go. And even when they fade into nothing, the memory still lives in me. So did it ever really die? No, it was a privilege to have been there for it. A privilege, in some cases, to be one of the few or the only one left who knows what that thing was like. Damn. You've given me a lot to think about, Rumi. I've never seen it that way before. Thank you. You're a little sweetheart. You know that, right? No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not a monster or a villain, but let's be real. My entire existence is wrong. The status of being a vampire alone, it's not right. It's cursed. I mean, a creature that skulks in the shadows and preys on human blood, it's not right. I'm glad that you don't crave vampirism like some people do. You aren't missing out on anything. I appreciate what you're saying. I get it. What I choose to be, how I choose to act, that is more important than the way I was born. You're right, but I... Well, it's just like... I still sometimes feel a... Oh, I can't believe I'm admitting this. A dark side to me. I just... Look, I don't know how to articulate it. I just... You'd think being around for 5 centuries would give me a clue, but alas, here we are. Good question. I'm what they call a pureblood. I wasn't turned, wasn't changed. Not that I would ever look down on a vampire who was, mind you. A nice cup of tea is exactly what I need right now. It's not that I really mind drinking blood, mind you. I've come to terms with it. I accept that I have to do what I have to do, but as long as I source it ethically, I don't have an issue with that stuff. But I like to eat and drink, human food, if you can call it that. It makes me feel more, well, normal, I guess. I do often find myself wondering how it would feel to be human, to understand and experience everything that you go through. But also in a more literal sense. I mean, I'm a walking, talking corpse. Always have been. I can only guess how it feels to be alive. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Rumi. Cuddling you, talking to you, watching TV with you, drinking tea with you. This makes me feel alive. This is what it's about. Thank you for helping me see that. Oh, I'm fine. I'm just a bit sleepy. It's been a few nights since I slept.